B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I fell into a fire.
All right, so any moment now, the press conference will begin at Fenway Park. On the podium will be John Henry, Tom Werner, Sam Kennedy, and Chaim Bloom. Four of them will be speaking to the media any minute now. As soon as that goes live, we will go to it. What do you think they say, Zoe?
Probably less sadness than what you said earlier with that statement, that there's been some time, and I think they're pretty good at testing the waters. You know, lick the finger, put it in the air, see which way the wind's blowing out there. What are the fans saying? What's the response on sports radio? They're very aware of what's being said about them. And hopefully say, you know, we need to make sure this never happens here in this organization again. A little more sternness from that, from the point.
Yeah, I hope they pivot from the off statement.
I hope they don't repeat the same statement. It just looks like, oh, here, we're just going
to
go.
They're going to repeat it to start, but I think you're right. I think they need to come clean, but take a little more responsibility in this press conference today, and go down the road of, we're going to take steps to make sure this doesn't happen again.
A little more iron fist by Henry, I want.
Yeah, I mean, just at least say that the reasoning behind why he needed to go was because not just the story is sort of hanging over the Red Sox. Yeah. That's definitely a part of the reason, but the main reason for them should be that, you know, they believe in following the rules, that they believe in adhering to whatever rules are in place in Major League Baseball, and that because of that, they understand that they need to move forward with someone new.
It would be interesting.
Because they believe in following the rules.
It'd be interesting if they admit that we as ownership knew nothing of this, and we're finding out as much detail on stuff as we could or what we have, and that would shock me if they do that.
So they are going to the podium here. They're stepping up to the podium right now. They've not yet settled in. And we can see John Henry is there, as is Tom Werner, wearing nearly identical outfits. And as I said, it'll be Henry, Werner, Chaim Bloom, and also Sam Kennedy at the table in front of the room. And I do not see Chaim Bloom at this moment. Oh, there he is. Okay,
so all four talk more.
Are now at the podium. Let's go to it at Fenway Park. It's the moving of some chairs.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us here at Fenway. At this time, I'd like to introduce Principal Owner John Henry on my immediate left, Chairman Tom Werner, Red Sox President and CEO Sam Kennedy, and Chief Baseball Officer Chaim Bloom. In a few moments, you're going to have the opportunity to ask questions, but we're going to begin today's press conference with an opening statement from John Henry. John?
Thanks for coming today. Since becoming stewards of the Boston Red Sox almost two decades ago, we, ownership, management, and all of the men and women of this organization who work so hard to support everything that goes on here on a day-to-day basis, we've all held this wonderful baseball club to a very high standard. Today, this week, is not any different. We must ensure to the best of our ability that everyone in the organization represents the club in a manner that deserves the support and respect of our fans. Since joining the Red Sox, Alex Cora has been one of the many people who we work with that has consistently put the organization ahead of their own interests. He did that yesterday as we discussed how to move forward. We're here to answer your questions, but it would be inappropriate for any of us to comment on the ruling against another club regarding the ongoing investigation. Here in Boston, MLB is doing a thorough investigation, as thorough as what took place in Houston. And we believe that all pertinent facts will be ascertained. We would ask that everyone reserve judgment until MLB completes this investigation and determines whether rules were violated. I want to make it clear that we take very, very seriously any allegations made against members of our organization, and we investigate them fully. In the ongoing case, I can tell you that we are working with baseball to the fullest extent possible. I stated at the beginning that we have now been here almost two decades. We've had tremendous success with incredibly challenging goals, tough decisions that have often been difficult. But if I could give one insight into the people of this organization, it is that virtually all of us see this organization as a family. That feeling was operating yesterday in making a tough decision. It operates throughout the organization daily. And it's how we approach holding each other accountable and to the highest standards with the highest goals. We will continue to move forward in that manner with what continues to drive all of us, and that is the burning desire to host World Series here in Boston. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Okay, members of the media, if you have a question, please note we have three microphones, one on this far aisle on my left, in the middle, and on the right here. Please state your name and affiliation before asking your question, and please make sure you direct who your question is to. Begin with on my right, back here.
Hi, Dan Roach from WBZ. Question for John, Tom, and Sam as well. Knowing what Alex did here and what he's done for this franchise, what have the last 24, 48 hours been like for all of you to go through this process and have to make the decision that you all came to?
Well, yesterday was a difficult day. We all read the commissioner's report the day before. We had no, someone said something contrary, but we had no advance knowledge of the findings of the report. And we met with Alex yesterday, and as John has said, everyone went into that meeting trying to answer the questions, what was in the best interest for the Boston Red Sox. Alex was professional, understanding that he had made a mistake. And so after a couple of conversations, we all mutually agreed that we needed to part ways. But we do it, as we said yesterday, it was a sad day because we all have such respect for Alex. He admitted that what he did was wrong. But that doesn't mitigate, in our opinion, the extraordinary talent that he has. And we continue to be very fond of Alex.
I would just add to that, that yesterday, while it was difficult personally for a lot of people, professionally, it was ultimately an easy decision for the Red Sox and for Alex. It was a mutual decision. I know corporations, companies sometimes put out these statements that we've mutually agreed to part ways and it might mean something different. In this case, it did not mean something different. Alex came to the conclusion that he could not effectively lead the organization going forward in light of the commissioner's findings and the ruling. And we came to that conclusion as well. And John, Tom, myself, Chaim, and Alex spent the day yesterday talking through the best path forward for the Boston Red Sox. And that's how we came to this decision collectively.
Bob Halloran from WCVB. You've each expressed sadness over this situation. Is there also anger or embarrassment as you related to a cheating scandal?
I think that what Alex did was wrong, and I think he would agree to that. As Sam has just said, if you think about what's in the best interest of the Boston Red Sox, I think we all agreed that moving forward would be very difficult, and that what he did in Houston would be very challenging to continue to lead the Boston Red Sox.
Sean, right in the middle.
Sean McAdam, Boston Sports Journal, for John and Tom. What is the status of your major league coaching staff at this point?
that's not the good question for us.
Yeah, with, you know, I should probably speak to just the, first of all, the managerial position. The short answer is we don't know yet. You know, obviously this just happened. First and foremost, you know, we wanted to make sure that we were handling the situation with Alex correctly. And we're going to, you know, turn our attention to, you know, figuring out who our next manager is going to be. And then, you know, what that means for the rest of the staff. I can say, you know, and I can say this now a little, you know, with a little more under me than the last time I appeared in front of you guys in this space that, you know, I have, and I know we have a lot of regard for the staff. This was a tough thing for them as it is for us. And we're going to figure out how to move forward.
And if I may, a follow up for Sam and Haim, what are the particular challenges of trying to find a manager, either internally or even more problematically outside, when other teams themselves are prepping for the start of spring training in 4 weeks, in terms of being given permission to talk to other staff members from competing organizations?
Yeah, there's no question it's an unusual time to be doing a managerial search, being at the point in the winter that we are, being this close to spring training. It's impossible for that not to be a factor in how we proceed, but it's not going to be the only factor, and we want to make sure we do this justice.
In the middle.
This question is for Chris Smith from Mass Hockey. This question is for Sam or Tom. Alex had a history of, you know, or was known around the league as somebody that could steal signs, whether, you know, legally or illegally.
Can you speak closer to the microphone?
Yeah, so Alex was known, as somebody before he came here, as a player even, as somebody who could steal signs, whether it was illegally or, you know, legally. Did you guys address that with him, you know, before, because of what happened in 2017 with the Apple Watch situation, and you guys had given some assurances to Major League Baseball that, you know, it wouldn't happen again?
Yeah, look, I think it's clear that we're going to honor the commissioner's directive to not speak about the investigation. But it's also important to recognize that this collective mutual decision yesterday was related exclusively to the incidents that took place in Houston. And the only other thing I'd add is that the organization is well aware of the rules and communicated those to our uniform personnel and our front office staff. But that's as far as we'll go in terms of talking about anything related to Boston.
Okay, Steve Buckley, The Athletic. John, Tom, Sam, given that the Apple Watch thing happened just a few weeks before you interviewed Alex Cora and the Red Sox, there was an understanding it wouldn't happen again. Can each of you discuss whether or not that was conveyed to Alex, if that came up specifically in the interview?
Well, I would just like to reemphasize what Sam said, is there will be a time when we'll be able to talk about this fully, but we ask our fans to reserve judgment on any conclusions that they may reach until the commissioner's investigation is over. But we obviously took the incident that you talked about, the Apple Watch incident, very seriously, and we had communications with other personnel about that.
I'm going to go to Kevin right here.
I'm sorry. I'm not speaking about the current investigation. I'm speaking about the interview that you would, the interviews you would have had with Alex. And I would think that would be fair game under these circumstances. Was that conveyed to Alex at that point?
Yeah, Steve, we're not going to get into specifics around job interviews or anything related to what the question that you're asking, out of respect for the commissioner's directive. So we'll leave it at that.
Okay, Kev.
Kevin Walsh, NBC 10 Boston. This is for Haim. So you've decided collectively that you're moving on without Alex Cora. As far as your next managerial decision, have you given some consideration to just cleaning out all the coaching staff as it is, or eliminating it from the opportunity to be the next manager?
Well, we've just started to discuss that, obviously, in the last day. You know, and we haven't reached any conclusions other than that. You know, I fully expect we're going to consider, you know, internal options as well. And like I said, we have a lot of regard for our coaches. It's an impressive group. And, you know, no reason to think, you know, that a number of them wouldn't deserve consideration for this.
If I could follow that up, though, does that mean in you saying that, that you don't think they had any knowledge of what Alex was doing?
Well, you know, as these guys have said, it's just because of the nature of the investigation being ongoing. I can't really address that question, but I would just reiterate what Tom said, that we would hope everybody would reserve judgment one way or the other until the investigation is complete.
Okay, on the left. Tom.
Tom Keegan, Boston Herald. Sam, in parting ways with Alex, did you ask him to sign a non-disclosure agreement so at some point he doesn't get into the details of who was involved and all that?
No. No, we're not going to talk about any other details related to his our parting of ways.
Okay, and then how about for the next manager? Will there be any contract language that voids the contract if he's caught cheating for, and then detail the reasons?
Yeah, standard language in baseball contracts. Wouldn't anticipate a departure from that.
Okay. On the right, Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler Kepner with the New York Times. For John and Tom and Sam, did you consider the alternative of
MLB's Red Sox
deciding on Alex? And could you have imagined a scenario where you just apologized or whatever, and you said, I mean, you talked about what an extraordinary talent he is. You guys obviously like him. Just weathering the storm and bringing him back whenever his suspension's over.
We did consider, but we're not going to speculate on what would have happened if we had not acted.
Yeah, just add to that that we certainly did consider that, and we had a very healthy process and a timely process. Like all of you, we learned the information from the commissioner's ruling on the Monday and all communicated Monday afternoon and spent the day Tuesday yesterday and came to the conclusion that this was the right thing in the best interest of the Boston Red Sox.
What was it about the transgressions that was so serious in your mind?
Well, what Alex, by his own admission, and we agreed, played a central role in what went on in Houston, and we all agreed that it was wrong, and that we had a responsibility as stewards, as John had said, to have a standard here where that sort of behavior is not acceptable.
And lastly, since that sort of behavior, something similar is being investigated about your most recent championship team, do you worry at all that the findings could, in some people's mind, attach an asterisk to that Red Sox championship?
Well, I just want to reiterate what we said, which is that we ask our fans to reserve judgment until the investigation is completed.
On the left, Alex.
Alex Speer with the Boston Globe. Two questions. First, when you say that you guys met and began conversations on Monday after reading the report, was that John, Tom, and Sam? Was that also Chaim? Was that also Alex? Or at what point did you connect with Alex to talk about the findings in the report?
We did not meet on Monday.
We met on Tuesday, Alex, is what I said.
And with regards to the possibility of penalties, having seen what happened to the Astros, does that at all impact what you guys are looking to accomplish over the duration of the offseason? Does that in any way influence roster building, how you approach the questions that you've talked about at different points about sustainability and potentially losing access to young talent?
With respect to the investigation, again, you know, I know it's an unsatisfying answer, but we do need to just reserve comment on it until it's complete. You know, our big picture focus as far as sustainability, as far as putting us in position to win as much as possible over, you know, this next decade, that, you know, it has not changed and will not change.
Okay, that is the press conference that is ongoing in Fenway Park. These guys are saying nothing of substance. There were a few nuggets in there. One from Tom Werner, in which he said Alex, by his own admission, played a central role in what went on in Houston. Red Sox ownership would not discuss what was discussed in Cora's interview. When he interviewed for the job a couple of years ago, they would not go there. And Tom Werner repeatedly asked that fans reserve judgment on what happened with the Red Sox in 2018, because that investigation is not yet complete. They also did reveal that Alex Cora's departure was solely related to his activities in Houston in 2017, not for anything that he's alleged to have done here in Boston in 2018. That was made clear. But for the most part, there was a lot of speaking in platitudes at this press conference. And if anything else significant comes from it, we will, of course, have it for you. 617-779-0985. We'll get your reaction to it coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I fell into a fire.
All right, so any moment now, the press conference will begin at Fenway Park. On the podium will be John Henry, Tom Werner, Sam Kennedy, and Chaim Bloom. Four of them will be speaking to the media any minute now. As soon as that goes live, we will go to it. What do you think they say, Zoe?
Probably less sadness than what you said earlier with that statement, that there's been some time, and I think they're pretty good at testing the waters. You know, lick the finger, put it in the air, see which way the wind's blowing out there. What are the fans saying? What's the response on, you know, sports radio? They're very aware of what's being said about them. And hopefully say, you know, we need to make sure this never happens here in this organization again. A little more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What was it about the transgressions that was so serious in your mind?
Well, what Alex, by his own admission, and we agreed, played a central role in what went on in Houston, and we all agreed that it was wrong, and that we had a responsibility as stewards, as John has said, to have a standard here where that sort of behavior is not acceptable.
Tom Werner over at Fenway Park a couple minutes ago. That press conference is still going on. They're still not saying anything. Very tight-lipped. And maybe they're telling us things by what they're not saying. There is a direct question about what they knew in the interview, and they said that they would not discuss that. They would not talk about that. Maybe it's because it did come up. Maybe it's because all of baseball knew or suspected what was going on in Houston. One of the things that was important, as I mentioned a minute ago, was the quote from Tom Werner that Alex, by his own admission, played a central role in what went on in Houston. They also made it clear that he was only fired for his activity in Houston, while simultaneously saying, please reserve judgment.
Before you put that asterisk.
Reserve judgment on the 2018 Boston Red Sox. And so if Alex, by his own admission, played a central role on what went on in Houston, my question would be, what did he admit to? What was the admission that he made about the 2018 Red Sox? What was the admission about that team?
He had to tell him.
And they don't want to answer that. We want to respect Major League Baseball. We want to leave it, you know, the commissioner's mandate. We want to respect those things. Well, again, what did he say about Boston? Those are the things we want to know. And if the Red Sox are looking for patience and the Red Sox are looking for us to reserve judgment, I'm sorry. You just fired your manager. You're not going to get that patience or people reserving their judgment.
You hold this press conference to give answers. No, this doesn't look.
Come on.
And I thought the first minute started well with the opening statement by Henry, where he talked about we put in a lot of work over two decades and we value this organization and we want every single employee, male or female, there's how important it is to do the right thing here. And I think that was heading in the right direction, like at the iron fist point that we talked about prior to it. Like, we're going to hold ourselves accountable here. And then it started to turn, and then every time somebody makes a damn statement, Sam Kennedy's got to top it off. That's like the Larry Lucchino rule. I hated that when Lucchino did it. Like, let Henry answer. Don't just defer, you know? Of course it's early in the search.
Steve is in New Hampshire on Alex Cora. Hi, Steve.
Hey guys. How are we doing today?
Good.
Good. Nice phone. Great phone.
My question is, did his contract get voided out, or did they have to pay out his contract because of the firing with the egregiousness of all these accusations and basically his admittance of what he did?
It's a good question.
It's a fine question, but I don't care. I really don't. What do we care if they end up having to pay Alex Cora?
Because if you're gonna pay over a $5 million fine, you're going to lose draft picks, now salary on top of it. If you have to pay him, you're still paying him. I don't know.
It is a good question. I don't know.
I bet they're paying him.
I don't care.
I bet they're paying him.
I mean, if you want to talk about players that are still getting paid by this organization that stunk and they had to get rid of them, that's another conversation.
Yeah.
But for the manager, whatever. It didn't count toward anything.
And nobody's asked this yet. If you're a player, you're sitting here, you're watching this, like, what the hell's going on? Like, we know a lot about this, or I was one of the ones involved, or, oh, crap, are they coming after me? Or, shoot, you know, I signed back because I wanted this guy to manage me for the next 3 years. Yeah. Say you're like Chris Sell.
Did you know that the average MLB managerial salary is less than $2 million per
year? I was going to say, now he was, I'm sure.
Not a lot of money.
I'm sure he was
Madden's one of the big ones.
Joe Madden is huge money when he was making $5 million. I think it was five or four.
Right.
He was at six with the Cubs, and Mike Socia was at six with the Cubs, and those were astronomical, huge money
in
baseball.
That's when he bought that big RV.
But in Alex Cora's first year as Red Sox manager in 2018, he made $800,000. That was his year one salary. Now, they tore up the deal, and they put new years on it, and they gave him more money, but I don't think that it was the kind of money you probably assume it was. It's like last guy on the roster money.
Yeah.
So... trust me, the Red Sox will not be hurting if they paid him out.
And
the question is, I think they have, to answer the question, I believe they have cause to do it anyway, and they wouldn't have to pay him.
Right.
But he's a member of the family, as you heard John Henry say. They're family.
We feel so bad for him, we're paying him.
They're family, so you take care of family, right?
Yeah. And let's say they do. Let's say he's got a couple years left, whatever it was. He ends up getting
two seasons remaining, 20 and 21.
Yeah, let's say they just say, look.
And I believe an option for 22 as well.
All right, so, forget about the option, but, let's say he's making a couple million a year. All right, we're going to write you a check for four. That's not like, screw you, I am all set for me and generations of my family for the rest of my life money. No, if he's smart, then he'll be okay. But more than that, I don't know that he gets another job in baseball again. It's going to be a long time.
It's
going to
be a very long time if he does.
Before he gets any kind of a baseball job again. And I don't even know what that job would be. So that's where Cora gets hurt. In terms of the team and what they have to pay. Yeah, they might have to. I don't know. It's just
looking at the reaction here on social media. Fans are not happy. They're saying this is a bad one. People wanted
What's
more
a
today.
Bad one?
That the look today of this press conference.
I just don't think they accomplished anything.
They did, right. People, no, I think they, people wanted some more answers today, and they didn't get them.
What answer do you think they would be willing to give today, or they could have given today that they didn't?
I don't know, but it just
Are
seems...
Are you going to clear out the rest of the staff?
Here's the thing that just doesn't settle with me, and that is that they repeatedly asked for the for everyone to reserve judgment. They wanted to make it clear that Cora was not at all fired for anything that went on in Boston. It almost makes me think that they are launching some sort of defense of 2018, not maybe just for the public perception of that season and the World Series, because whenever that came up, that question was asked, is the 2018 World Series
108
tarnished?
Wins, man.
And they said, well, we're not going to talk about the ongoing investigation. We're not going to do that. Reserve judgment. Are they about to try and defend themselves to Major League Baseball to say that what was going on in Houston with Alex Cora was not going on here? And we know that it wasn't to the same degree in terms of what was alleged, but are they about to try and
Seems
say
like separation.
None of it was going
then
on?
Then why you fire can't, him?
Because as they said, for everything that happened in Houston, we don't want to have that guy as the manager anymore. They didn't say that, but they said, for what happened in Houston,
why were you afraid?
Not
were you afraid it was happening here?
You can understand.
We're going to look into that even more.
No, just because we do not want someone that would partake in that type of activity, or just the fact he's going to get hit for a year suspension plus or more. Just the logistics of it.
If their goal was to take any kind of scrutiny away from the 2018 World Series championship, then you don't fire him based on what he did in Houston. Say, if their main concern is not tainting that championship, then their stance should have been.
I'm not talking about tarnishing what they did in 2018. I'm talking about making a case to Major League Baseball that they cannot prove that what is alleged in the Athletic story happened. That they are saying, you can't prove that this happened here. In fact, it didn't happen here. Investigate and interview everybody. You're going to find out that that's bullcrap. Are they trying to say that? Because it felt a little bit like that today. It felt like they were trying to start pushing that narrative that this is all bogus and we did nothing wrong.
I don't know. I don't know if I heard that and what they said
Werner.
Today. I don't know.
Well, they barely said anything directly, so it was, sort of read between
Werner was staring at that.
Reading between the lines, I don't know if I get that, but I think they know something's coming down on them, and they're getting out in front of it. It's everything that we talked about yesterday, and I can't fault this team, and I won't fault this team today for doing what we all sat here yesterday and said they should have done. They did it. They fired him last night. We all sat here yesterday and said, you got to fire Alex Cora. You can't allow this to continue. You can't allow it to get to close to pitchers and catchers reporting. You can't go all this time without knowing who the manager is going to be. You know Major League Baseball is going to come down and suspend him for a year or two. So what did they do? They fired him last night. I'm not going to kill him today for doing that. And I'm not going to kill him for not saying much.
How about answering some easy ones? Is the Major League staff intact? We don't know.
That's a good question.
Like, come on, Heim Bloom. What are you even here for? What do you want in the next manager? A good one. Like, what are we doing? Why is he here? Heim Bloom, first sort of critical moment today, useless. That guy is great at saying nothing.
Reserve judgment, Peter.
That is Heim Bloom's skill so far here in Boston.
Oh, he's polished.
It was a do-nothing offseason. The guy hasn't done any work since he's been here.
Yeah.
And now on top of it, he says nothing when presented with a simple opportunity. Heim, what are you looking for in your manager? What kind of manager would you like? You could name any positive qualities that you're looking for in a manager. No, we got to investigate. Can't go there yet.
Here, reminds me of?
Is the staff staying or going? Don't know. We got to figure it out. Why are you here then?
You know, reminds me of Andy Dalton. Hey, it's our moment here, guys. We can get out there, go ahead and play harder. But you get it. Been living for this moment our whole life. Let's go. Bengals on three.
Nothing. You don't think he had anything to do with putting together winter weekend? Like reserving a block of rooms?
You know what they should do?
Organizing shuttles?
If they had balls at the MGM out there in Springfield, get a room with a monitor in it and a camera. And you could sit in the seats.
It's like a wedding, making sure all the out-of-town family gets picked up at the airport.
Oh,
you know? 617-779-0985.
Are we going to have dinner together on Friday night at the start of winter weekend? If so, I would like reservations ahead of time. No smoking. No smoking section.
Stop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
I want to make it clear that we take very, very seriously any allegations made against members of our organization, and we investigate them fully. In the ongoing case, I can tell you that we are working with baseball to the fullest extent possible.
They were asked if the 2018 World Series was won fair and square, and they said absolutely. That happened just a few moments ago. Absolutely. That's because they couldn't employ their cheating scheme in the playoffs the way the Astros did.
They're still talking.
About what? Who knows? A waste of time. I don't think the fans are happy. That's what
the reaction is not good.
Steve's in Fall River. Hi, Steve.
How are you? I'm happy to hear that he only made $800,000, and I don't know if he's going to get paid. You know, I'm not wishing anybody ill will, but I don't think any credible Red Sox fan could say that we're harmed by not having this guy as a manager. I mean, we have to get back to reality here. We have to have good players on the field in all of our sports, and we have to devalue a little bit of what the coaching is, and we could bleed that over to. Let me make one comment about Brady, if I could.
How you been, Steve?
I've been good.
I haven't heard from you in like years.
We talked to him last week. I don't think you were here.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I think that for everybody concerned, including this show, the best result for Tom Brady and the Patriots is to split and go their own ways.
No.
And let's see what happens over the next couple of years. And then we can put a question to this warped thing that's kind of come on in 18 years that somehow Tom Brady was made by the somehow system. Tom Brady is the system. Every good quarterback is the system. Peyton Manning went to the Denver Broncos. Some national writer, I'd love to know who it was, said when Peyton Manning walked into the Denver Broncos offices, he made the entire organization better, including the receptionist.
Of course he did, and I'm with you on that. The quarterbacks are, when you have someone as high level as Brady or Manning,
it's their system.
They're going to take that system.
Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, it's his system.
They'll be a major, major reason why your team is winning.
Same offense in Pittsburgh, too, with Roethlisberger. Like those, you take it and you tweak it.
I think Bill Belichick is the greatest of all time. I do not believe Bill Belichick wins 6 Super Bowls without Tom Brady.
I agree with that. And I think they're...
And vice versa.
I think ownership, I think head coach, and I think quarterback. As much as those egos sort of off balance each other, I think they all need each other to have balance and have the ability to win games. And your best case scenario moving forward for everybody to win football games. Bottom line, to win football games. Not if everybody's happy or if everybody's functioning at a certain level, but to actually chalk up wins is to have him back.
Brett's in New Hampshire. Brett.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Ha.
Yeah.
All right, we're short on time. We want to get a few more calls in. Greg in New Hampshire.
Hey.
Greg.
Yeah, so I'm really upset about this whole thing, and in my opinion, like all Boston sports take things seriously, not thinking that this affected the 2018 World Series is ludicrous, in my opinion. This is Pete Rose, this is as bad as that, in my opinion.
He ruined
the entire sport for 2 years.
I disagree with that. 2017, he was able to use it in the postseason, as we know. The Red Sox were not able to use it because they were not using a live camera the way the Astros were. They were using their video replay room, which during the playoffs would have been made impossible to do.
And that's why they're trying to separate.
Here's something else, though. This is not Pete Rose. There's a difference between cheating.
Taking a pitcher out.
And trying to win.
Yeah.
And gambling on the sport. Those are two different levels of breaking the rules. Yes?
No, Jim said press conference is finally over. So 50-minute press conference.
We will get to today's takeaways coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your January consultation today. Call or go online to awaken180weightloss.com. Make that 2020, which is this year, the last time you will ever make losing weight your New Year's resolution again. Awaken180weightloss.com. Well, we have a new hiring today, guys.
Well, there's breaking news.
In sports.
In the sports media world.
Are we hitting this, Jim?
And that is the New England Revolution announced today. They've hired their new PA announcer for all the home matches. It is none other than Mike Sarge Riley.
I've been a public address announcer for about 20 years now, starting at the high school level. And when the opportunity arose to do a couple of fill-in games last year, had to jump on it. Been a fan of New England sports for a long time.
Oh.
And actually attended a few Revolution games in the past myself.
I've actually been to a Major League Soccer match before, and therefore I feel fully qualified for the game.
That helped
soccer
me.
Contest.
That helped me so much going to Patriots games, get that, the color analyst job with them, because if you go to a couple games, they're like, hey, he's interested in the gig.
And just so you know, we're playing the audio from a full-blown produced video from the New England
that
Revolution.
That they posted with the announcement.
On their hire of Mike Sarge Riley.
Of him walking around Gillette Stadium. The fort.
Get it right. Fort. You sound like such a dweeb, but you don't call it by the right name.
The fort.
And seeing the game day operation, hearing it as a fan throughout the years, and to see that I could be a part of that from a game day experience, had to jump on top of that. And it was a no-brainer to be all in.
We should be playing the game today. Let's go. It's a great day, right?
Oh, what a ball buster.
Now he's in the booth. Yeah.
Now he's feeling it.
Yeah, just the fans are great. And after, experiencing the fort down by the lighthouse, that's fort. Like, the cornerstone, I guess you could say, of Revolution fans. If a goal happens or something, you have to get on the microphone, the fans give you that extra boost.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Gillette Stadium, home of the New England Revolution.
That's how he's going to do the PA? I don't think that's going to get the fans fired up.
Well, it gives you that
boost. I don't know if that's going to give them any more juice.
See, you haven't walked down by the lighthouse where you really feel that from the 40, says.
Welcome to Gillette Stadium. What's up?
Hey. Good afternoon. Welcome to Gillette Stadium, home of the New England Revolution.
You know what that sounds like?
Is there
sounds like Nate's intro to his show. Well, what's up, everybody?
Is there
Big Nate?
There's someone napping in the booth. He doesn't want to wake him up.
Maybe he should do it like that woman did at the high school game down there in Kentucky or whatever it
is.
Hey, y'all. We're going to get this first down.
Going to get this goal right here. We're going to score off this set piece, y'all.
Yeah. You guys going to get some butter on your biscuits. You get this one in from the fourth and goal.
Looks like a corner kick, y'all.
Y'all.
Uh-oh, that little old referee is reaching in his back pocket. What color's that car bringing out? Oh, it's yellow.
Whoa.
It's a yeller. We're showing him the yeller card, y'all.
Hardy, I come in and do a video for you.
As the pre, half, and post game host of the New England Revolution broadcast?
Yes.
I don't know. All the years been doing it with Clyde Sims and Shalrie Joseph before him.
The best one is Sarge is tossing the soccer ball like it's a basketball, and he's like spinning it. Like, no, you're going to need.
It looks like Antonio Brown playing the guitar in that music video.
What do I do with this? Where do I put my hands?
Congrats, Sarge.
Congrats, Sarge. Yeah, we forgot that part. Congratulations.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bob Halloran from WCBB. You've each expressed sadness over this situation. Is there also anger or embarrassment as you relate it to a cheating scandal?
I think that what Alex did was wrong, and I think he would agree to that. As Sam has just said, if you think about what's in the best interest of the Boston Red Sox, I think we all agreed that moving forward would be very difficult, and that what he did in Houston would be very challenging to continue to lead the Boston Red Sox.
Just one cut of many that you'll hear as John Henry and the Red Sox brass just finished up their press conference at Fenway, or have they? Are they still
going? They're done. Yeah, they're
done. Finally done.
I mean, I don't know if they broke into groups or not. I doubt
46 it. 46 minutes. My God. Stop talking. Stop saying nothing. Stop wasting my time.
Okay, they are done. We'll play the highlights such as they are. But there was a theme there in that answer, Maz, that I think you heard repeated throughout that press conference. And, you know, any shame, any sadness. And he says, well, Alex, what he did was wrong, and what he did in Houston was wrong. And I felt if there was any one theme that...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.